Olas chapter 11, Mishnah 4, carrying on from the previous Mishnah, the machlokes between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammah on how to treat the human body when it comes to transmitting tumah. Hayam mashkif ba'ad hachalon, if a person was looking out of a window of a house, leaning out over the window, va'hil al koivre hames, and he overshadows the barriers of a corpse. They're carrying a corpse along, and they carry it underneath him, and he's leaning out of the window and the corpse passes beneath him. So does he convey impurity into the house? Does he form like a tent and convey impurity into the house? Beis Shammah say that he does not convey impurity into the house, consistent with their view in the previous Mishnah. Who Beis Hillel Omrim Mevi Esatumah, that the person does convey impurity into the house. Because as we saw before, that Beis Hillel holds that a person is considered hollow, and the upper part of the body will at least be a tefach above the windowsill, and will therefore convey impurity from the corpse underneath into the house. Umoidim Shimhaya Lavush Bekelav, Beis Shammah agree with Beis Hillel that if he's wearing clothes, or shehaya shnaim ze al gabei ze, or there's one person, one above the other, shemavin esatumah, they will then convey impurity into the house, meaning that the person's clothes, or the second person, will then be at least a tefach above the windowsill, and even though the space beneath them is filled with the body of the person, either the person leaning or the first person, then that's the equivalent of open space, and they will transmit impurity in that case into the house, even according to Beis Shammah.